As for the radiant Naudetta, she eloped with a wandering minstrel in a twist that left the village gossip mills working overtime. It turned out she had a penchant for melodies more than Merlot's. And just like that, she pioneered the life of a medieval highlife band enthusiast. With time, both vineyards carved their destinies, each fiercely guarding its legacy and secretly reveling in outdoing the other. Whispers of moonlit grape abductions and forbidden vineyard rendezvous added to Domiabra's vibrant lore. Occasionally, a voice of reason would emerge, hinting at a union of the vineyards. Such voices were usually drowned by gasps of horror, or sometimes by a wine barrel accidentally rolling in their direction. With its complex and unforeseen designs, fate had woven a path that stretched from the tranquil vineyards of Domiabra to the vibrant, pulsating heart of Accra. There, nestled among the cacophony of city life, lay a parchment, its edges aged like fine wine, sealed with the emblem of destiny in crimson wax. This was no ordinary letter. It was a siren's call to Lom Danua, whose name it bore an elegant script. Infused with the essence of ancient vineyards, it carried an invitation to a journey replete with whispered legends, entwined destinies, and a love as enduring.